The old shacks bent and bowed before the pressure blasts. They were far sturdier than the new houses. Several keeled over, wood twisting and shrieking. Slate-tile roofs somersaulted, intact walls slewed through the air, rippling like giant mantas. Sewell switched to the people, concentrating on coordinates where the target allocation program had located individuals. The feed tubes from his backpack magazine hummed smoothly as they supplied the Gauss rifles with fresh ammunition. There had been 18 people visible to his sensors before Razor's shouted order. He pumped airburst shrapnel rounds after them as they dived for cover amid the shattered houses. Infrared sensors showed him eccentric waves of heat shimmering amid the expanding dust. White fire, like an earthbound comet, streaked towards him. Boosted muscles flung him aside. The Gauss rifle swung round to the origin, compensating for his dive. EE projectiles pummeled the area. "Up, you bitch!" Razor yelled at Kelly. "Back to the hovercraft!" She rolled over, seeing a fermenting red cloudscape sky lit by green lasers and white fireballs. Fear and hatred fired her limbs and she jerked to her feet. The houses were a flattened circle belching smoke and dust. White fire raged in a spiral maelstrom above them, stinging out splinters that arced overhead. Trees fell and fire bloomed where they struck the wall of jungle. Sewell and Ariadne were charging towards her, both firing back into the rubble. Kelly took 3 paces towards the trees, then stopped. She pulled her 9mm automatic pistol from her holster in one smooth movement. The gun's familiarization and targeting program went into primary mode, and she fired 2 bullets into the mutated venal. Then she sprinted after Razor, neural mnemonics releasing a torrent of adrenaline and amphetamines into her bloodstream. Pain stabbed into the back of Ariadne's left thigh as the fireball struck her. Neural mnemonics erected an analgesic block straight away. Compensator programs shifted her balance, favoring her right leg, activating those left thigh muscles which remained functional. Valves in the veins and arteries of her pelvis and knee sealed, limiting the blood loss. Her speed was barely reduced. She caught up with Kelly just as a fireball hit the reporter in the side of her ribs. Kelly's armor gleamed an all-over ruby as it tried to disperse the energy. A circle of the suit flared as it melted. The fire lingered round the rent, chewing at the exposed skin. She stumbled and fell, rolling onto the damp loam of an overgrown strawberry patch, beating wildly at the flame with her gauntlets. "Keep going!" Ariadne shouted. Her targeting program located another figure moving through the thinning dust cloud. The TIP pistol, plugged into her wrist socket, fired a burst of energy at it. The entire left side of Kelly's ribs had gone numb, frightening her at a deeper level than programs or chemicals could relieve. None of the mercenaries were slowing down. "They're not going to help me." Kelly ordered her neural mnemonics to override her trembling muscles and scramble to her feet. Her integral medical program was signaling for attention. She ignored it and ran on. The clearing, sourceless sunlight went out, plunging her back into the stark red and black landscape of the infrared image. It took her 8 minutes to reach the hovercraft. 8 minutes of furiously punching vines out of her way and skidding on mud, while the 3 mercenaries hurled out a barrage of fire through the jungle to cover their retreat. 8 minutes of white fireballs, twisting and swerving round trunks, pursuing the team with the tenacity of smart seeker missiles. Of thunder roaring overhead and flinging down stupendous lightning bolts that rocked the ground. Sudden impossible gusts of wind rising from nowhere to slap her around like a lightweight doll. Of neural mnemonic programs and endocrine implant infusions assuming more and more control of her body, as its natural functions faltered under the unrelenting demands of her flight. One hovercraft was already rushing down the slope into the snow-lily-congested river when she arrived at the little glade. "Bastards!" she yelled weakly. Lightning struck 20 meters behind her, sending her sprawling. Razor was sitting behind the second hovercraft's control panel, hand playing over switches. The impeller fans began to spin, forcing air into the skirt. It began to rise slowly upwards.